Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Behind the Curtain, a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. No Alon on this particular show. We do the Behind the Curtain scenes shows a little separate. But today, I have got an entertainer to introduce you to. She is a feature entertainer, she is a pole dancer, she is an aerialist, and she is Autumn Nights. How are you?
I'm good, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, where are you from?
I grew up in Washington State, moved to Portland, Oregon pretty young, and then during the pandemic in 2020, moved to Dallas, Texas.
And you're in Dallas right now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I think most of the people that listen to this show, they know what a feature entertainer is. They obviously know what a pole dancer is, but aerialist could be a term that they might not be familiar with. So tell me what an aerialist is.
An aerial acrobat, a performer that I guess specializes in apparatuses that are mostly connected to the ceiling exclusively. So in some cases, people include pole as an aerial apparatus. In other cases, they don't, but usually it's like the most common thing people know about is Cirque du Soleil. So the silks hanging from the ceiling, the hoop hanging from the ceiling, trapeze, classic circus like that.
And you do all of that, right?
I do. Yes. I do a lot of different apparatuses. I've been doing aerial for 11 years now.
Wow. Started at 11, huh? Okay. it was, I think 6 months ago, I'm going to take you back about 6-7 months ago. It was the Exotic Dancer Publications Expo. They do one of these every year in Vegas. And that was where I first heard the name Autumn Nights. And I didn't know a whole lot about you. You are a newcomer on the scene. And you went and did their national, I guess, the national pole contest of all of the contestants and all the entertainers that came to Expo. You did that and you won.
Yes.
What was that like?
I didn't know what to expect because it was my first time at Expo. I know that they do a competition similar to this every year. And at first it was labeled a lingerie competition. So I was like, maybe we're just going to prance around. I have no idea, but it ended up being more of a pole competition. And so it was like 1 minute at a time. Basically, we all took turns going up and doing our best. And I was very surprised to have won, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was there for a little bit of it. There was a lot of contestants in that thing. Do you have any idea how many there were?
Oh, gosh. 25 or 30, I want to say.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot. And it went by so quick. So congratulations on winning that the first time you ever did something like that on ED level.
Yeah, thank you.
And then a few months after that, I saw you at Michael's Men's Club. That was the Stripper Olympics, and you were in that. Tell me about your experiences at the Stripper Olympics.
That was super fun. It was really fun to have the three different categories. The lap dance, the floor show, and the pole section. There was quite a few contestants in that too. So each section took quite a while to rotate back around, which was kind of interesting because you'd kind of get ready and then you'd get really nervous and then you would do your show and then you'd calm down for a little while and then you'd do it all again. And so by the end of it, I think we were all pretty like adrenaline fatigued.
Yeah, I was doing the interviews of all the contestants. You did not seem stressed at all. You seemed like so calm, and so if you were stressed, you fake it well. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I get nervous even though I've been performing for dancing for 14 years and performing aerial for 9 or 10 now, and then everything getting into featuring. I get nervous every time.
Yeah, I get nervous when I get in a new club too. So, I can see that. And I've been doing it longer than you have, we'll just say. So I want to talk about your performance at Michael's Men's Club at the Stripper Olympics, because I had just heard your name just a few months before, didn't really know anything about you. And somebody said she's somebody to watch. So I remember standing out there and watching, and it would have been your aerial show that you were doing down there. And I remember, I guess there was like a 2 second spot in there that you did so much in 2 seconds. It was a flip, a whip, a turn, and everything up there on this lira or hoop, to those of you who don't know what a lira is. And it was just one of those WTF moments. Like, no, she didn't just do that. That's when you want, You really wish you had a DVR built in your brain so you could just kind of replay it over and over. I mean, I have never seen what you did. It was very, very impressive.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was great. And then, of course, when Jeremy finally released the video of that, I got to watch it again, and very, very impressive. Now, do you have any videos on YouTube that people can watch and see what you do?
I do have a few, yes. I have a few under my Autumn Nights YouTube channel. I don't do a whole lot of YouTube, but I do a lot of Instagram, and I post mostly shorter clips to there. So I have 30 seconds to a minute sections of my aerial performances on my Instagram and my Reels.
You guys got to check that. And let's continue on with the Michael's Men's Club. You won the entire thing.
I did.
Which means that next year, this year, when it comes up again, you are the host.
Yes, I am very nervous about that.
I will give you.
Speaking is something that always makes me nervous. I feel much better with a prop in my hand, shaking my butt, but a microphone, different feel.
Oh, well, I'll give you my suggestion, and everybody gets down there a day early. Get down there a day early, practice talking on the mic so you can hear yourself and hear what you sound like, and you'll be fine when you get out there. You'll be fine. And Jeremy's a trip to work with, so, we all love Jeremy.
I'm sure if I do any stumbling, he'll pop in and help me out.
right. So I want to hear a little bit about your background, because you've got some circus background, some training. How did you get into this, and what was your training and background?
Yeah, I started stripping in Portland, Oregon, and one of the girls that I was dancing with actually invited me to her first ever student showcase as an aerialist. It was kind of her first time performing, and I just loved it. I had seen Cirque du Soleil a bunch of times, and I was really just like, I'm picking up a flyer and I'm going to start taking classes. And I really took to it. I think it helped a little bit that I had already been doing some pole dancing, but really they don't cross over a ton. It's very different skill set for each apparatus you do. Mm-hmm. So I started taking classes, and within about a year, I did my first ever student showcase performance. And within 3 years, I was teaching at the studio that I started at.
Student to teacher. I like that. You just got back from, San Diego. What was that competition?
That was the Elite Championship. Exposé and A-List Features kind of co-host that together.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Dino, the owner of Exposé, puts that club on, and it's such a fantastic club. He really puts so much into it. He actually just installed the very first ever LED screen flooring in the industry. Hmm. So that was a really cool addition. We all got to have video playing on under our feet the entire performance, and it really added a lot to the vibe, the feel, and like even just the lighting, having that fun lighting.
That sounds exciting. I have never met Dino Palmiotto. I did announce his name at last year's award show. I was the award show announcer. Got to announce his name, but I don't think I've ever met him. And I just had to make sure I knew how to pronounce Palmiotto because I wasn't going to blow that one. So that's on my bucket list to get out there and see that club. I really want to get out there. We're going to talk a little bit more about your songs, your favorite music, some crazy DJ stories, what you hope is the future, and we're going to get into a few other things. So just hang tight. We'll be back in, I think, 30 seconds. So we are back at Behind the Curtain of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I have feature entertainer, pole dancer, aerialist Autumn Knights with me. We've been talking about some of the competitions that she's doing, and we want to talk about the next one. I believe it's your next one, which will be the EDI West. EDIs, for those of you who don't know, that's Exotic Dancer Invitational. This one is put on by the Exotic Dancer Publications people. This is another national one. They do this in two different locations. They do the EDI West in Dallas. The EDI East will be in Huntsville, Alabama. And you are performing at Bucks Clubs April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Is that right?
Yes.
Have you performed in that room before or any of those rooms?
I haven't. No, I did try house dancing since I live in Dallas. I did try out the Bucks Cabaret location. So I technically have set foot on the stage, but I was only there for maybe two nights. And it's still pretty new to me. It'll be my first time really doing a show or anything like that on that stage.
Well, you're in your hometown, so that has to help out a little bit. You'll feel a little more comfortable. You won't be having to travel or live out of a hotel or whatever for the week, I'm assuming. But yeah, so that'll be a little nice. The reason I'm assuming also, because it's your local city, but the reason I'm assuming you picked that one, is because they do have aerials. The other competition does not. But I have to ask you, this is going to be done in three different clubs, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday. So you're going to be performing on the Friday, and if you make top three, you'll be performing on a Saturday, two different clubs. How hard is it for you being an aerialist? Because I'm assuming the stages are different, the apparatus is different. Do you get a chance to get in there and practice a little in the afternoon and kind of get used to that, or do you just go up there cold?
So I think the only opportunity we have is we do have to come in and rig the apparatus earlier and make sure our height is like where we want it to be, mm-hmm. and figure out how to put everything off to the side so it's out of the way while everyone else is performing. So I think beyond just kind of putting it up and sitting on it for a minute, I don't know how much time. That's something you always have to be prepared for anytime you're doing any performing is the circumstances aren't always going to be ideal, and you might not get much of an opportunity to do a lot of stage feeling out or practice. So you kind of have to be ready to just do your best and make last minute changes as necessary.
Well, I'm going to say good luck to you. I'm going to get into a different subject right now, music, because we are on the Pantheon Podcast Network, which is a music-based podcast network, and they like for me to pick your brain about music. So first of all, how do you pick your music for your shows, like your aerial shows and things?
It's hard. It really is difficult. Most of these competitions and all of the features, they have a kind of time limit. So you're working within a certain number of minutes. For example, Stripper Olympics, you can do 3-minute songs. So you often have to cut something down. Whereas Aerial Angels, we get 4 minutes and then you're looking for something. It's between 3 and 4. So that's a little easier. Then when you're doing your feature shows, it's a lot about energy. It's about theme. It's kind of getting everything to blend together in a way that is fluid. You don't want songs to drag on too long and get kind of dull, and you don't want them to be too slow. So there's a lot that goes into it. I find it can be kind of challenging sometimes. And then you find your favorites and you kind of stick with them for a while, mm-hmm. and then maybe you get tired of them and you have to figure out something else. But I personally end up liking kind of what I call it pretty EDM. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of variation. So kind of a little slow parts, little silent moments, big exciting drops where I can spin really fast or do a really cool, exciting trick. And so, yeah, it can take a lot of time just listening and skipping through and looking at the timestamp. And but I typically end up performing to EDM because I like the high energy of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular song right now that you're just loving to perform to?
Yes, it's called Gold, Stupid Love. And I'm honestly, for it being one of my favorite songs, I am blanking on the artist at this moment. But it's a very upbeat. Well, it's really strong fluctuations. So the drops are really big, and then the silent moments are really beautiful and fluid and really sexy.
I'm going to have to Spotify that one. I don't know it. So that's why I like talking to entertainers, because you guys teach me a lot of stuff about music. In the old days, DJs were the experts, right? And nowadays with Spotify and everything out there, you guys, you have access to so much more music and you...
Oh, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that's always a fun thing. What about personal music? Like when you're, out exercising, you got the earbuds in, what do you listen to and do you have any favorites there?
When I'm driving around in the car, I like to listen to sad music for some reason.
Really?
I call them the sad beauties, but it's just like pretty songs about just, I don't know, anything, little breakup songs or whatever. I like to sing. So stuff that I can sing along to. I'm not sure why. One of my favorite songs is by Noah Cyrus. It's called Percocet. It has like a really nice melody to it, and it's just pretty and sad.
Nice. Okay, and then I think one of my final questions for you is going to be, what is the hope for the future? Right now you're doing these competitions and being an aerialist, and you're climbing very, very fast and quick in this industry. I mean, you have gone from here to here. You can't see my hands while you're listening to this on the radio, but they were low and high, just for the record. You have really, really come on strong. So what's the end goal? Where would you like to see this take you?
I love to travel. So getting all these bookings all over the country is just a really fun way to get to travel around and see a little bit of the country. And I mean, I love international travel too. So any opportunity I have to do that, I will absolutely take. But I love to perform. I love to dress up. I feel like it's just kind of a stage whore in that way. But I think that's part of what we all like about it is that maybe there's a little bit of that like kid at heart that really loves to put on a show, put on a costume, put on the makeup, become a different character all the time. I only just found out about featuring a couple years ago. So right before I started participating in these competitions, but I don't know. I don't know what the possibilities are. I guess I'm still figuring it out, but I'm excited and I'm having a great time so far.
Mm-hmm. And one other question that I just thought of, you had mentioned earlier about Ariel Angels coming up, and I forgot that you're doing that one as well. That's next week down at Michael's Men's Club. So you've got a little bit of an advantage because you have been on that stage before, but it's still going to be tough. I mean, tell me what your thoughts are and what you're going to be doing down there for Ariel Angels.
Yeah, so this is actually my second time doing Ariel Angels. I won it last year, and that was my first entrance into really meeting anyone, and it was my first competition in the industry. Bailey reached out to me online because she had seen some of my Ariel videos that I'd been posting and invited me to come. And that's kind of holds a special place in my heart, honestly, because it is like kind of marks my 1 year anniversary of participating in all these feature kind of activities. It's my first time meeting Bailey, first time meeting Charzane, first time going to Michael's Men's Club and meeting other people in the industry. So it's kind of fun to be going back. We do one pole performance and one aerial performance, which is great for me because those are my strengths. The thing I'm finding with featuring is that the long 12 to 15 minutes, it's all the things in between that I need to really get together and fill in the space with, because I tend to be the most confident on one of the apparatuses, and it's time for me to branch out a little and get more into some other little skills and to add more variety to my shows. But for Ariel Angels, it's pretty straightforward. There's not really a theme required, no costume requirements. It's just kind of really show off your skills. So it's fun for me.
Good, good. And if people want to follow you, find out where you're performing, where you're competing, different things, can you run by your social medias for me?
Absolutely. My main one that you're going to find most of the information on is going to be my Instagram, which is Autumn Knights, and that's Knight dot official on Instagram. And then I have a Facebook under Autumn Knights. And I've got a few little TikTok accounts that I'm playing around with under autumn.xoxo, Autumn Nights, you know, variety of those. But primarily I use my Instagram.
Good. Well, I'm not following your TikTok. So you're going to get a new follower here on your account. Autumn, yeah, this has just been really incredible to talk to you. I want to take an opportunity to remind everybody that all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, and Behind the Curtains can be found at whatshotitsc.com. And I forgot to mention the Hall of Fame show, which is our brand new one that we just got on there as well. Autumn Knights, I wish you so much luck at Ariel Angels and also at EDI West Bucks Club, Dallas. That's April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Jumping all the way up into the showgirl competition. So Autumn, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Danny.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.